In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to us, entering into this great season of Advent, that we will prepare ourselves for the coming of your beloved Son. Grant that we may recognize him in the most holy and blessed Eucharist, that we may recognize the great privilege we have in containing and having and holding within our heart and with our soul, within our very being, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your Son. Grant that we may always grow in an awareness of your love, so that that love itself may become incarnate in the world through each one of us. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Advent is probably one of the greatest times of the year. And I know not only for those who love purple, because that's the color of the season, and it recognizes repentance in that color and changing of one's life in that color. That's what the color stands for. But more importantly, we spend these weeks in anticipation of the coming of our Messiah, the coming of our Lord. We look at the Old Testament and how the people waited and yearned and groaned for salvation. We look at how each one of us yearns for that salvation. How when we sin, we are like the people of the Old Testament, waiting for the Messiah to come and redeem them, to save them, to die for them, and to offer them eternal life. This is what Advent is all about. We wait for the coming of the Messiah. But why? Why do we anticipate this? Why do we go through this time of anticipation? It is because of the importance of what Christmas is. Christmas is the incarnation of our Lord and God in the stable of Bethlehem. When the priest holds the host up during the Mass, after the consecration, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold God himself, the living God, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his eternal supper in heaven." We receive this sacred food, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ that takes place on the altar of sacrifice, not the table of food, the altar of sacrifice. It is this child born in the stable of Bethlehem that comes to us, that gives himself after his passion, death, and resurrection as food. Now, something I have to make very clear. When you go to Mass and you receive the Eucharist is not a pure spiritual thing. When you go into church and you see the tabernacle and you see the candle burning, in that tabernacle is not a solely spiritual thing. In that tabernacle, at any given time, you will encounter the physical body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living, breathing Jesus. When the priest holds that host up, we adore the living God. When we receive that Eucharist, we take within our souls the living, physical Jesus, not only in the soul, but in our very body. And so therefore, this whole season of Advent is to prepare ourselves to become more and more aware of what is coming in every Mass and every Eucharist we receive, what we receive in every single sacrament, as those that forgive our sins, those that unite us, those that bring us into the very life of God. We encounter God made man. We encounter our salvation. During this month, we focus constantly on this yearning. We try to build that desire to receive our Lord, that desire to see him, that birth in the stable of Bethlehem, knowing all the while that that baby, that child, that infant, will one day hang on the cross, not for mankind, not for humanity, not for the world, for you and me, personally. Redemption is not a community thing. Redemption is a personal thing. And Christmas, Advent, seeks to allow us to enter into the person of Christ, this personal relationship with the divinity, with this Christ coming to meet me, coming to redeem me, coming to save me. This is how we must enter into Advent, so that when Christmas comes, we will be able to see that child and recognize our salvation in his eyes. When Mary presents that little baby to each one of us, as she has done to so many saints, Saint Anthony and all the saints, we will take him in our arms, realizing that our only hope is in that child, that we must take him within ourselves and we must become him to the world, that you and I have been given this great gift, not for ourselves alone. It's not a selfish act. The fact that I am redeemed personally by Christ, the fact that Christ comes to me as food, that he not only is spiritually in me, but physically in me. His hands are physically in my hands. His heart is physically beating in my heart. I am physically looking out of his eyes. It is for one purpose alone. First, and always, to show and give us that love incarnate that only God can give us himself. And for what purpose? To what end? But so that you and I can become him to the world. We must live Jesus. We must live him every moment of the day and night. He has to be the center of everything. He has to be center of our lives, our love, our heart, our thoughts, our words, our work, our relax, everything. There is nothing that he doesn't touch, because everything is a gift from him. And if we receive him worthily, we can become him to the world. We can be Jesus. And he wants nothing less from us. It is impossible for someone to give you themselves as food and yet live. And so God, in his beauty and his majesty and his love and his glory and his power, he defies human logic and reason. And he gives us himself so that we can become him to the world. The prisoner of love in the tabernacle becomes the missionary, the preacher, becomes the apostle, the evangelist. And how can that be done unless he gives his very self to be one with us? It is not just some thing that we create, some thought that we have. That's not what gives us the presence of Jesus. Only he can give us his presence. And we find that presence in that stable of Bethlehem. We find that presence growing up as a child. We find that presence giving the Sermon on the Mount. We find that presence hanging on the cross. We find that presence rising from the tomb. We find that presence, that same presence, in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. Enter with every ounce of your being into this season of Advent, and you will find Christ. God love you.